everyone, welcome to Yabba Abba. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Callum.
And for the next hour, we're going to entertain you all with some great ABBA music, some ABBA facts, and past interviews with the band. If you want to play an ABBA track that you like, then text your name and the song to 07 418 310 510, and we will do our absolute best to play it for you. For now, though, let's kick it off with one of my top 5 ABBA tracks, Take a Chance on Me.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line,
take a chance
on the unsteer free,
take a chance
on me. If you need me, let me know, gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down, if you're all alone.
Take a chance on me. We can go dance all
Thanks for your text, Irma, and your request for SOS. We just played it, as you probably heard. Thank you, Harry Supo, Sarah Wells and Wellesley. We will be playing Chiquitita, Dancing Queen and The Winner Takes It All later in the show. Did you know that SOS was released in 1975, Callum?
No, I did not.
And Take a Chance on Me was released in 1978 in the UK.
That was a long time ago.
It is. That's like, what, 50 years ago?
About
47?
Maybe.
And the song was covered by Erasure in 1992.
What are your thoughts on the cover?
To be honest, I always prefer the original ABBA. It's much better. So, remember, if you want us to play a song that you like, then text 07-418-310-510 with your name and the song name so we can play it for you. Coming up now, we've got the American Bandstand interview in 1975 with ABBA.
And here we are with ABBA! First of all, let me, on behalf of everyone here, welcome you to Australia. I guess that has been the case. Everyone has said welcome to Australia, but we sincerely mean that here. And also, congratulations on your record success all over the world. It's been really marvellous for you. Every number you've written. Well, not every one. You've had so many hits, and it's all going well for you, even in England now.
Yes. Yeah.
Which, as we were talking about before, is a very hard one to crack.
It is, yes.
But you're in there and in to stay, I hope. We can't help noticing the clothes because I feel so underdressed. Do you make them yourselves? I look terrible.
Yes,
thank you, Lenny.
Yeah.
Right, Bjorn, do you make the clothes yourself?
Well, do you?
He doesn't.
No, I don't. Mum runs them up, actually.
Well, yeah, we have the ideas ourselves, and we have two guys suing for us in Stockholm.
Oh, all the time. You sort of, do you phone back and say we want some pink suits or?
No, no. We get together with them and we talk about
it,
and we can talk for hours about that.
Oh, we could talk for hours here. We haven't a lot of time, but would like to ask you about the unique sound that you seem to have. What would you put that down to? Because it's a very different sort of sound.
I think it's. Most of it is because of the two girls.
With the vocals?
The vocals.
Thank you, love.
Okay.
Kiss on the cheek.
Okay.
No, I think it's also, we put a lot of time into it, a lot of efforts to try to make it be always better and better.
You know? You have your own studio, I think you were saying, Benny.
Oh, no, we don't. We rent a studio in Stockholm. We have a favourite studio.
Well, very few groups can rent a studio for a start, so that's pretty good. But you have, is it five keyboards or something you use yourself on the records?
I play all the keyboards. We need, if we're coming on tour here to Australia, probably in November, and we're going to bring four or five keyboard players.
Four or five keyboard players?
Yeah, well, we need that, because that's a part of the things, you know, piano and organs. And
that's a concert tour, is it, Frieda, in November?
Yes, it is, in November, hopefully.
Oh, that's good. And I hope you've enjoyed your short stay. It's only 10 days this time, but we'll be seeing a lot more of all of you, because next week it's the special Bandstand show, which features a lot of your hits.
Yeah.
So that'll be something to look forward to, and it's called The Best of ABBA, so that's next Saturday. And right now you've just released a new single. Would you like to all sort of introduce the name of it?
Yeah.
And we'll play it.
It's
you've forgotten already. Fernando!
Drums, Fernando. I remember.
Out for Sarah Wells. Thank you, Annabelle, Anna, Cat Cat, and Anton for your song requests. We hope to play them later. Hope you enjoyed the song, Sarah Wells. It was from 1979.
Lime. Sorry about in, fellas. A great show, by the way. I've got to ask you a question, Hayden, as you're such a big ABBA fan. Who's your favourite singer out of the band, and why do you like them the most?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
It is a tough question.
I do like Annie Frid, but the other female singer, she's got it on top, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, her vocal range is too high.
Oh, it's too high just right?
In a good way, in a good way.
Right, okay. Yeah, I tend to agree with that. And they do have some great harmonies between them, don't you think?
Yeah. They work really well as a team.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, mate, sorry to bother you. Carry on, fellas.
Okay, well, Fernando, the song that we played earlier, was written by ABBA's Benny Andersson for Annie Frid in 1975. Did you know that, Callum?
No, I did not.
Damn. Well, coming up now, we've got Under Attack by ABBA. We hope you guys enjoy.
Every day the hall is getting tighter.
Thank you, Cat Cat, for requesting that song. I hope you enjoyed it. It was released in 1975 and it was ABBA's first number one in the UK since Waterloo in 1975.
I didn't know that. I thought Waterloo might have been after that, but so I've learned something there.
Hmm. Under Attack, which was the song that we played before that, it was released in 1982. So that's 8 years after Waterloo. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Thank goodness you're here, because I would have no idea.
Okay, so next we're going to be playing a song request.
Which is?
Which is... Let's play Dancing Queen, actually. Let's play Dancing Queen.
Okay.
For the song request, we hope you enjoyed dancing to some Dancing Queen. That song was released in 1976 as a single in Sweden, which is actually where the band is from. Did any of you two know that?
I had a pretty good idea, actually. I'm sure Callum did as well.
Yep, I'm pretty sure you could tell they're from Sweden.
Yeah. Mamma Mia. Wait, Mamma Mia was played earlier, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes, it was. We've already done that one.
Yeah, my bad. So, Callum, do you like ABBA?
It's not my favourite.
Oh, really? Well, what would you like to play instead? I think we've played quite a lot of ABBA today. We should take a little break, I think. So what song would you like to play, ABBA?
Gym Class Heroes by Stereo Hearts.
My heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
Baby. If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken travi, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. It's just the last girl to play me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you. If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite.
So that was Gym Class Heroes with Stereo Hearts, and that was requested by my producer here, Callum. So Callum, what do you like about Stereo Hearts?
Well, it used to play on the radio when I was younger, and I've just always been fascinated by it.
Oh really? Is there anything in particular that fascinated you?
Not sure. I think it's just an enjoyable tune.
Oh, fair enough, fair enough. Is there any other Maroon 5 songs that you like?
Animal, that's the song that I like as well.
Ah, did you know Stereo Hearts actually features Maroon 5's Adam Levine?
Yeah, you could hear his bits, singing in it.
You really can, you really can. It was released in 2011. What do you know about that?
I didn't know when it released, but that was a few years ago now.
It was. You would have been quite young in 2011.
Just to say, any other songs? Just to say, I was still very old in 2011, just in case you wanted me to butt in.
Is there any other songs that you like, Callum?
I like a lot of songs, but I can't remember any of their names. It's hard to. They all got similar themes.
Well, is there any favourite artists or musicians that you like?
Not really. I like to switch between genres depending on how I feel.
Is there any albums that you find particularly enjoyable?
No, I typically just listen to what's on.
Ah, okay. Well, what shall we play next?
We will be listening to an interview by the Wonderama Show, and then we'll play.
Beautiful. Beautiful in many, many ways. What a nice 30 million hits. Oh, we can't get any successes on Wonderama. It's so nice to have you. It really is. And we thank you for joining our young people. And this is their new album on Atlantic. And kind of nice sound.
Thank you.
Yes. Do you have any favorites? I mean, since you've sold 30 million that you folks like especially? Or is it always your latest hit?
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. Okay, you're going to do that to me. Would you introduce everybody? First of all, you are?
I'm Benny.
This is Benny, and?
I'm Frida.
Frida. And?
I'm Anna.
Anna.
And I'm Bjorn.
And it's nice to have you on Wonderama, and I'm Walt Disney.
Kids you got here.
They are great children. They really are. And, you know, they're very good. People don't realize it when we tape our show that they're in the studio for many, many hours. But it's people like you that kind of keep them here and keep them up and keep them excited.
They keep us up also, Saints.
Yeah, that's for sure. They really do. And I wonder if you'd say something to them in Swedish, since you come from Sweden, like happy Wonderama youngsters, or it's nice to be here, whatever you feel like.
Ja, det är jättetrevligt att vara här. Det skojar att ni är så snälla mot oss.
Oh, well, I was going to say that myself. I really was. What did you say?
I said it's nice to be here, and you're a very good audience.
Well, we thank you for that. That's very kind. You're fine. You know, audiences differ in different countries, I'm sure. What are the audiences like, and maybe I shouldn't ask, in this country compared to European audiences?
Well, I should imagine they're roughly the same, though we haven't experienced that yet. We've just done television, you know. We haven't...
Just television in this country, and you've done Midnight Special, I know, and Douglas and Dinah, and...
And Don Kirshner Rock Concert.
Oh,
we've
right.
done almost everything.
Well, sensational. But you haven't been on concert in this country.
No, not yet.
When do you, would you like to go into a concert in this country?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we would like to go there.
Is there anything lined up in the near future, hopefully, so our young people and teenagers can see you perform?
Not any specific plans yet, but we really hope to come here.
Hey, that's great. That's always good to hear. And when you record, let me ask you, because I know your songs have been translated in many, many languages. Do you sing it in Swedish originally, or how do you record originally?
Yeah, we always do the songs in English.
Oh, you do? Always in English?
Yeah.
Is there a special reason for that?
Well,
yeah.
Nobody understands Swedish, right?
Good reason, especially Americans.
Yeah, yeah, that's the reason for forming ABBA's group.
How did the name ABBA come about?
It's our initials. We started off with our full names because they knew who we were in Sweden.
Right.
But it was too hard to handle for disc jockeys and all people in the business outside Sweden.
So ABBA is kind of easy to do, and it's a great logo, too, when it's reversed, the letters backwards. I love that. And it really is. And you have a new one coming out very, very soon, and it's called what? A new hit. We know it's going to be a hit. What's it called?
Yeah, well, the current one is called Fernando, as you know, and right. The follow-up to that, which will be out, say, beginning of 77, it's Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen. So you folks be sure and look for Dancing Queen, or you'll be hearing it very, very soon. What are the plans for the future? Anything that our young people should know about other than Dancing Queen coming up?
Well, we're going on tour in Europe, but that, of course...
Right. And it's a little difficult for these kids to charter a flight right away.
Yeah.
But they sure will look for your records, that's for sure. And
this song was requested by Annabelle. We hope you enjoy. This is Waterloo.
Pete Brady, and this Saturday morning at 9, I'll be starting my 3-hour review of the 59th Annual Grammy Awards. The award ceremony was held on February the 12th, 2017, in the Staples Center, Los Angeles, California. The Grammy nominations at this event were open for recordings released between October 1st, 2015, and September 30th, 2016. Adele received 5 Grammys on the night, and David Bowie, who died just days before releasing his album Black Star in 2016, won 4 posthumous Grammys. The other artists I'll be featuring include Beyoncé, Justin Bieber, Kelly Clarkson, Mike Posner, Barbara Streisand, Pink, Willie Nelson, Drake, and Rihanna. So, if you would like to hear the review of the 59th Annual Grammy Awards celebrating the best music of 2016, join me here on Four Legs Radio this Saturday morning at 9 for the Grammys. Don't miss it.
Right, so we just played Waterloo. That was a request, and that played instead of Dancing Queen, which we have already played earlier. Next up is a request by Anna, which is Knowing Me, Knowing You.
Walking through an empty house.
Knowing Me, Knowing You, requested by Anna. Next up is Gimme, 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 requested by Anton.
That tune, that's a great tune. Now, I've got one more question for you, actually, Hayden.
What's that?
If you had to choose your favourite ABBA track, what would it be?
Ooh, I would say The Winner Takes It All, which was actually a song requested by Harry Supo, so let's play that now.
Okay.
We're coming to the end of the show now. The winner has indeed taken it all. My name's Hayden.
And I've been the producer, Callum.
And thank you for all your texts. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and hopefully we'll be back again soon on Four Legs Radio, if they will have us. Coming up at 11 after us is This Week with Brian, so stay tuned and keep listening to Fabulous Four Legs Radio.
I don't wanna talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory. That's a destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belonged there. I figured it made sense. If it makes you feel sad, and I understand, you've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the